One of the things Ford Prefect had always found hardest to understand about human beings was their habit of continually stating and restating the very, very obvious, as in, "It's a nice day," or, "You're very tall," or, "So this is it, we're going to die." At first, Ford had formed a theory to account for this strange behaviour. If human beings don't keep exercising their lips, he thought, their mouths probably seize up. After a while, he abandoned this theory in favour of a new one. If they don't keep exercising their lips, he thought, their brains start working. In fact, this second theory is more literally true of the Belcerabon people of Cacrafoon Kappa. The Belcerabons used to cause great resentment and insecurity amongst neighbouring races by being one of the most enlightened, accomplished, serene, and above all, quiet civilizations in the galaxy. As a punishment for this behaviour, which was held to be offensively self-righteous and provocative, a galactic tribunal inflicted on them that most cruel of all social diseases, telepathy. Now, in order to prevent themselves broadcasting every slightest thought that crosses their minds to anyone within a 5-mile radius, they have to talk loudly and continuously about the weather, the trouble with sand, and also about what an appallingly noisy place Cacrafoon has suddenly become. Another method of temporarily blotting out their minds is to play host to a disaster area concert.
Starting to dive, right on course for the sun.
Ford, how many escape capsules are there?
None.
You counted them?
Twice. You get the stage crew on the radio?
Yeah, I said there was a whole bunch of people on board. They said there was a whole bunch of nothing they could do.
You said who you were?
Yeah, they said it was a great honor.
What does teleport mean?
What did you say?
Sorry, probably the wrong moment to read.
Where does it say teleport?
Well, there, just under the word emergency and above the word system, next to the sign saying out of order.
Hell's donkeys!
Well, it seems okay. It's just the guidance system that's cocked up.
Who cares where we go? Let's just get out.
Oh, no. No, the auto system's gone too. Someone would have to stay and operate it.
Hey, Marvin. Kid, how you doing?
Very badly, I suspect.
Would you like to...
lay down my life selflessly for you? Make the ultimate sacrifice?
Yeah.
Consign my brain, which is the size of a planet, to death in the heart of a blazing sun so that you can all escape and
save your tiny. There's nothing to go on about, okay?
All right. You better all get into the teleport.
Come on, guys, okay. Here we go. Okay, Marvin. Thanks, Metal Pal.
Thank you, Marvin.
See you.
Or something.
Excitement, adventure, really wild things. I suppose some people might have expected better treatment after having waited for 576,000 million years, but not me. No. I may just be a menial robot, but I'm far too intelligent to expect anyone to think of me for a moment.